You are. You wouldn't be here if you were not of spiritual maturity. And there's really, really nothing left to learn. Now it's about being in your creation. There's really nothing left to learn. Let's take a deep breath and put all this into the consciousness shift of a Marab. It took a while to get here today, to this point. And remember also, just if you'd feel into it, what we're doing here is putting together a story, the history of realization. Remember, so much of what you're learning and doing that others will learn, they'll do it their way, but to have a certain wisdom that's come right from here, from all of you. This last month, saw great gatherings of Shambhra, but it also became so obvious to me that so many of you were holding back on your creations, on allowing energy to serve you. And I had to ask why. Why? There is such beauty, my friends, such transformation when energy is now serving you. When you realize that you don't have to manipulate anything. Such beauty when you realize you walk in nature, and you realize that the energy is serving you. Don't think in terms of what it's doing for your biology or what it's doing for your pocketbooks. Take a walk in nature between now and our next gathering and realize how nature is serving you. How you're walking in your own creation, how you're conscious and aware. Kind of hit a sticking point this last month. We're all excited and happy, and energy is going to serve me, and then boom. I had to ask why. I actually had several beautiful meetings with Kuthumi, Metatron. I brought in Metatron this month quite a bit. Kuthumi, Metatron, Tobias, some of the other dear ascended masters. Why is it that they hear the words, allow energy to serve you, but they're not doing it? Why? Worthiness. Am I really ready? This whole thing with the dark nights. You know, the dark nights that are listed here on the board, the dark night. You know what it really is? It is you asking yourself, am I really ready? That's what it is. And that's why it shows up as those tormented times, those awful times that you feel you're being ripped apart. It is you testing yourself, am I really ready? Am I really spiritually mature? Do I need to keep walking further on the path and struggling, or am I for real? Am I spiritually mature? You trying to find out if you're really ready, and you assault yourself over and over and over with the dark nights. You wonder where it's coming from. You wonder why it's there. You wonder why one moment you're up and the next moment you're down. It's you asking yourself, am I ready? Am I worthy? You testing yourself to the core. And it's got to end. It's kind of like dark nights are kind of like engineers. I just keep working on it and working on it and working on it. And there comes a point, lock the engineers in the closet and just get on with it. There's a point here, my dear friend, stop testing yourself. That's all you're doing. That's why this month the energies didn't come into work for you so well. Oh yeah, you said it out of your mouth, but it wasn't in your life. You thought about it, but you didn't live it. Stop testing yourself right now. This is kind of a do or die, a stay or go home kind of program. We're not going to keep playing this game anymore. You have tested yourself to the point of great pain and misery, asking, are you really worthy? Are you really ready? Let's get on with it. Let's get on so we can really do allowing without the static and interference. Let's get on with it so energy can work in your creations for you. Let's get on with it, because there's a lot of other humans on this planet that are going to come in the second wave, but you're holding that back. And if you're going to continue testing yourself, you're going to continue playing games, you're going to continue your energy issues, your abundance issues, and all the rest of that, this is not the place. The dark nights are simply you testing yourself. You want to get rid of these ups and downs. You need some of them when you first go through awakening and all the rest of that. There's a certain internal assessment. But then it becomes obsessive. Let's take a deep breath. It's as simple as making a decision. Dear human, are you ready to stop testing yourself? Because that's all it is, a game. Am I worthy? Am I still a schmuck? Do I still have imbalances? Let's take a deep breath and let's move into true allowing, number 4 on the board. That's the next phase. I've been talking about it for years, and you've done a pretty darn good job with it, but after the dark nights, after the storms, we glide into true allowing. No longer the human in control, I'm sorry, but no longer the human in control. The human in experience, yes, but we come into allowing. The beauty of the human, the master, and the I am. Next month, I want to see that a lot of you have gotten over this whole testing of yourself and are really, truly beginning to let energy serve you. I'm not talking about little stories of finding $100 on the sidewalk. That's nothing. I'm not talking little stories of somebody coincidentally pulling out of a parking space just when you're looking for one. Those are minor. Those are nothing. That's like feeding a raisin to a horse. It's nothing. Let's go into allowing and letting energy serve you, letting it work for you. Your energy, Edith, your energy, nobody else's. Let's take a deep breath. And human, who is the experience human, are you ready to stop testing? The master is not testing you. The I am is not testing. They're impatient with you now. Are you ready to be worthy? Period. And then we can move on. In this next month, I'm not going to be coming around to you. I'll be in Quixac, of course, but I'm not going to be coming around to chat. I want you to find your own answers. Yeah, I'm still with you every step, blah, blah, blah. But this next month, consider that I'm on vacation. I want you to go within yourself, and I want you to dialogue with the Master and the I Am. I want you to hear what they have to say about your testing of yourself. You're the one creating the dark nights. Am I worthy? Am I ready for real creation? Am I ready to be within my creations? That's it. Let's take a good deep breath. And with a very special honoring to Edith for being such a good partner in this today. But Edith, let's move on, okay? New chair. New month. Good deep breath, everybody. We move beyond testing of self to find out, are you really serious about this? Are you really ready for enlightenment? Do you have the grit for it? We're ready to move on. And it's going to show first by letting energy serve you. That's it. With that, and all due respect to all of you, we'll see you in 30 days or so. I am that I am, Adamus, of Sovereign Domain. Thank you. And all is well in all of creation. Thank you.